that rocks.
Oh, snap. Hey, good morning, 812. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
What's up, kid?
Happy Monday, I guess.
We just stepped outside for a second. It's got that you can smell the rain.
Yeah.
Like spring's coming.
It does.
I love that.
A nice warm rain, too. We haven't had like a warmer rain in months. So it feels good.
Yeah.
Feels good.
I'm going to get on my electric bike and ride through some puddles. Probably kick out the back end a little bit in the bigger puddles.
That's smart on an electric bike.
I know. How'd he die? He caught on fire.
He got electrocuted on his electric bike going through puddles, moron. Today, we are going to see some rain kind of scattered throughout, mostly in the second half of the day. Tonight, more rain. At moderate at times, low of 40. Tomorrow, chance for some rain early on, high of 46. And Wednesday, another chance for some rain. Maybe a few snowflakes. I hope not. High of 48. So there you go. We'll see. It's not going to stick, though.
No.
I think spring is here. I think it's here. Because, again, I saved that woodchuck. So
what, if we do it? Just get one more pounding?
I don't even say it. I don't want
six
that.
6 feet of snow.
No, that'd be awful. I'd be so upset. I'd be so mad if that happened. Anyway, folks, let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden Center in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden Center.
Your best buds in the biz.
Stop, Kate. Let's see. All right. Yeah, we're going to do this one. I like this one. Because you've done like karaoke once in your life, right?
One time. Baby got back. Don't do it. You think you know all the words, but you don't.
You get booed off stage? Did they boo you?
No. Walked off stage halfway through the song.
Smart. Before you got booed. That's good. So you wouldn't get
my anaconda. I'm done.
I don't know the rest of it. This is a lot harder than I thought. Well, this guy took his karaoke singing very seriously. 34-year-old guy named Jason Huff in Portage, Indiana. That's not that far from here, is it?
No, not at all.
He was at a bar on Tuesday night where people were doing karaoke.
Oh, okay.
Which I think karaoke in like Chinese means like empty orchestra. Something like that. I read somewhere. Anyway.
Do you know how to spell karaoke? It's right in front of you.
K-A-R-A-O-K-E. Nailed it.
Right.
Well, when one woman started singing, apparently Jason really didn't agree with her song choice. He tried to get her to stop singing, but he fell down on his way to the stage. And then he pulled a gun and started waving it around. This is all because of karaoke, folks. Fortunately, the cops came and arrested Jason before things escalated beyond that. His blood alcohol level was 0.38, which is over 4.5 times the legal limit and getting into the danger zone.
Well, you're in the danger zone.
Yeah. He was charged with felony intimidation of a deadly weapon.
Oh, dude.
We don't know what song made him so upset. Maybe it was a song that like an ex used to sing.
Probably.
It had to have some, you know.
Maybe she was just that bad.
I don't know.
I've heard that before.
But you have to go into karaoke knowing, though, that you're not going to hear, like, it's not, there's a few good singers.
It's not American Idol, is that what you're saying?
No, exactly. I mean, when I bartended all those years ago, every Friday night we did karaoke. And thank God for earplugs. Most times I had those in. You know, sometimes it'd be a good singer, but most of the time it's just drunk people that have enough booze in them that they're like, let's go sing a song.
I think I could sing.
I could do that. But
bro, you can barely talk right now.
There was times that I wanted to pull a gun on people, but I didn't because it's not the right thing to do.
No, it's not.
It's not the right thing, especially when you have a 0.38 BAC.
You're so right about the karaoke, though, man. There's always like two people that are fantastic.
Yeah.
And, you know, they always sing like 8 songs a night, too.
It's
when
great.
They get up, you're like, all right, I can do this.
Yeah.
But then the other 10 people that go up and have the balls to do it.
Yeah.
They're just terrible.
Yeah, just terrible.
Off tone.
But you know
what? The mic's always way too loud.
Yeah.
You're like, dude, DJ, are you here too? Because
he's like, there's nothing I can do.
What?
I actually have it turned out all the way, and for somehow they're still singing that loud. It's insane. Yeah, I've heard a lot of horrible karaoke. I will say the best karaoke I ever heard, though, and I'll never forget this, was when I was living in California. And a group of, so I was going to broadcasting school, and a group of us all went out, and there's this kind of world-famous karaoke bar, and you'd never expect it. Never expect it, right? You can rent, like, rooms and actually just have your own karaoke room. It's crazy. But there's this guy, he got up, real nerdy-looking guy, and you should never judge a book by its cover. But we're all like, oh, God, everyone get your earplugs ready. And he sang a song from Phantom of the Opera, and it was beautiful.
Oh.
It was all of a sudden we hear like Phantom of the, what the?
You start tearing up a little bit.
Honestly, I think I did. It was unbelievable. You never expect this nerdy looking guy.
Well, it's just so off the wall too. You don't hear anybody do that.
Dude, the place, by the time he was done, the place was silent because everyone was just like, oh my God. I mean, he probably got so much ass that night.
I was going to say, he did get laid.
Yeah, he got laid. He got laid. It was unbelievable.
Maybe we need to start singing Phantom of the Opera.
I wouldn't even try. It was unbelievable.
Wow. Like,
he sang opera, and he brought the house down. Yeah. It was insane. It was insane. Yeah. So that guy, I couldn't tell you his name. I don't remember, but I remember it was unbelievable. No one pulled a gun on that guy. Not a single one. He was so great. Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Good morning, Brock Hunter, the lovely Kiki.
Morning.
Hi, how are you?
I forgot I have to talk into a mic.
Did you take your selfie yet this morning?
No. I haven't been in here forever.
I know.
I have my 80s show, but the weekday.
You were gone all last week. You just told me something I don't like, that you were down in Missouri.
Yeah.
And Missouri just had its first confirmed corona virus.
Yeah, in Joplin, Missouri. That's like right near my hometown.
Yeah.
And only about an hour and a half from where I was staying.
Oh, that's comforting.
Great. I told you, you're going to be quarantined for like a week. God, and I kissed you when you got home. Ugh. Ugh, gross. You're on that plane.
Being quarantined and not having to work and just lay around all day, it sounds pretty fantastic.
I'm trying it. You're out there licking poles.
But you might die.
Yeah. Yeah, worth it. I got a couple days off. Well, yesterday was a very important day.
It was.
I have something for you. So if you could, please. I believe this is the fourth year in a row. It was International Women's Day yesterday.
It was. Happy International Women's Day, ladies.
So we gave you a day.
Should
be every day, huh? Well, I think it's time for you to read your annual International Women's Day poem that I wrote for you myself.
Can't wait. All right, here we go. Yesterday was your day, and I'm sorry I forgot to mention. What a sweet gal you are. Who deserves all the attention.
Very good. Good start.
You're cute, funny, smart, and sweet. If you were a food, you'd for sure be a treat.
I'm nailing this rhyming part.
Just one special day for a woman like you? Well, that's just not right. Every day should be your day, and even every night.
That was a harder one to get through.
I don't want to come off as gushing, but you're the best. Is your face blushing? It is a little bit,
yeah.
Because I know it's going to turn.
No, this one's good. I didn't say anything bad.
Yeah,
this one.
Right. On International Women's Day, you truly do rock. Oh, no, you didn't. But to be honest, I only wrote this poem so you'd play with my...
Hey, now! Hey, stop it. Hey, stop it.
I'm sorry, Hunter.
Jesus.
Happy International Women's Day.
Thank you.
That wasn't my best.
Oh, that was it?
That was it. That wasn't my... We see rock and...
I got you.
Said rhymes. You get what I'm saying?
I thought you were going to go way deeper.
Way deeper. No. Maybe later if that poem works.
Yeah. Oh, jeez, dude. Now, did he fold it up into an origami shape and put a little heart on it and pass it underneath the table?
It didn't say open. Eyes only.
You know what? Why don't you read that in front of the class? Would you keep
it? Yes. Read it for everyone. I don't know how to fold it like that. Yeah. Do you know how to fold it all?
I only know how to do the 1, 2, 3, 4, pick red or blue.
See, I can't. I never learned how to fold those. So do you know how to fold it into a, you're just making a paper airplane.
No, I do.
I know how to fold it up. You ball it up, throw it in the trash.
I want to see how you do this. Fold it up.
I can't remember. I know this is the start.
Oh, yeah. She's doing that one thing.
Is that how, so you fold the corners in and then.
Oh, no, I'm stuck.
You know what? I worked really hard on that poem. You just folding it up.
It's a hat.
That's the worst.
It's a goose.
A goose. All right, we'll be back with more on the Plan B Morning Show. Stick around. Hey, good morning. 8:37. It's Brock. It's Hunter. Lovely Kiki.
Hello.
Here we go.
Here we go. So everyone's been talking about the coronavirus, obviously. It's out there. People are getting sick. Missouri's got it. You probably have it now because you were traveling, and you're not good about it.
Just in case, I'll go ahead and quarantine myself now.
Honestly, be light on that because they might seek her out. It's getting weird.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, government's going to come find you. Well, I bring this up because...
For real, though.
Yeah. What? Yeah, they're putting people down.
We're joking. She doesn't have it. You don't have to take her away.
North Korea, didn't they shoot somebody that had the coronavirus? I think they did.
No. Dude. What was with the building that collapsed in Korea that had a bunch of coronavirus patients in it?
That's Kim Jong-un doing what he does best.
I'm sorry.
Being a supervillain.
I just saw it briefly when I was at the gym, and I looked up and it said, building collapses in Korea with holding a bunch of...
Was it north or south?
It was a hospital building, I think. I don't know. Or like a temporary building where they were treating coronavirus patients is what it said, and it collapsed.
If it was
like, how convenient.
If it was North Korea, absolutely the government's behind that one.
I don't remember. I just said in Korea.
To add to that story, I read something over Reddit, which is through the internet, which is take it for what it is.
Yeah.
You know? But they were saying China is not saying the right numbers and not giving the full details on how many people are actually infected.
Well, and
I also heard
reported cases too. People have it and they're not reporting it because they don't know they have it.
Right.
The percentage is actually is a lot bigger.
I also heard that they are getting rid of bodies that have not been tested but going to get tested after.
Yeah.
Dude, what is going on?
It's crazy.
See, it's for real, man. It's for real. And you know, we've been joking about it, but I think more and more the time has been going, you start to realize this is getting a little bit more serious than a joking matter.
Updated, you know, like on the news, they'll show like the map and it's like now it's like basically the whole world.
Again, before everyone freaks out, the elderly and those with weakened immune systems are the ones that really have to worry, because it's a version of the flu.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you want to be careful, but everyone should be take precautions during regular flu season.
Then you got people
though
that are saying that's what the media is telling you.
Yeah.
That's what the media is telling you.
No, I think the media is blowing it out of proportion, like the media likes to do.
See, but they're saying the opposite. They're saying the media isn't really portraying what it really is. They're saying they're not blowing it up as much. I mean, obviously you see it everywhere, but they're not giving you the actual details of what it's really doing.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. Like I said, I don't care. I'm just going to wash my hands and just stay away from anything
Don't touch your face. Don't touch your eyes or your mouth or your nose.
Well, the biggest thing too, people aren't washing their hands long enough because they show like when you just kind of rinse real quick and you think you washed it, and then it does like a black light and it shows how gross your hands still are. So you're supposed to wash them for like 20 seconds.
Yeah.
So what I thought would be a good idea is, and I saw this online, they print off like songs that you can sing.
Happy Birthday is a good one.
Oh, yeah,
I do it twice. You finish it, yeah. Or like,
so should we write our own hand washing song?
Yes. What would be a good hand washing song that would be hilarious to hear people sing in the bathroom?
Ooh.
All right, I just want you adults to grow the F up for a second. You don't have to sing a child song.
Yes.
Just wash your hands for a good amount of time.
No, it's a great idea. Yeah.
Wash my hands in the sink today. Gonna make them clean in every single way. No coronavirus for me today. Washing my hands in the sink. Hey, hey, you sing that twice.
Wow, that's pretty good.
That's too bad right off the top of my head.
Write that one down.
You know, that wasn't bad. I gotta give
it
that
took
one.
A dookie and I'm washing my hands.
No.
In the sink, because I'm a big boy.
In Missouri, they did where I was working. They had signs on all the bathroom doors that said wash hands completely.
Wait, but that's everywhere. I just hate that we have to have this whole conversation that this should have been done anyways.
Yeah, this isn't a new trend.
Yeah,
you should be washing your hands anyways.
Like, I understand that the plague, the black plague, like that made sense. Everyone was filthy and living in, you know, squalor, and that makes sense.
Yeah.
Doctors wore
access.
Bird masks.
Yeah.
Like, I get it.
Another scary thing about this virus, too, is I heard that it mutates. It's kind of like HIV. It's different generations of it. Like the first, second, third.
The COVID-16.
COVID-19 is where they're at right now.
So the 19th generation, is that what that means?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Because it does. It mutates.
It's another strain.
I'm talking about this.
Right.
Did you just make up that number too? Because I was like, COVID-19.
Yeah.
Because they're saying if you get it and you get cured, you get the cure, like months down the road, it just can pop back up.
It got back up.
I
think I just got it.
You're right there.
I'm collapsing.
No, that was a stroke.
That was a stroke. That's different. You know, you can actually right now. There's a place in British looking for in British.
In British? British.
What wow. Is British?
I think I do have the coronavirus. Oh. It's eating my brain. No, in no. Britain, a British company called Hevivo will give you $4,550 if you let them give you the virus and then you hang out for 2 weeks.
What?
No, that's not enough money. Yeah. If people hadn't died from it, then maybe I would.
They'll infect you
something.
With a milder strain. Two young, healthy people usually handle this virus okay, and across all ages, over 96% of people who get the coronavirus survive.
Are they doing that in Italian too? Or Italy, I'm sorry.
You know what, bitch? I'm going to go over to Italy. I'm going to get it. I'm going to come back and cough right in your face. How about that?
What about in Spanish?
Oh!
I mean Spain.
Oh, snap. Oh, snap.
You know, we were having a fun conversation until you two started to be mean. I hope you get it.
What?
You
need don't to, you say that.
I hope you get it.
You don't say that.
I hope the dogs get it.
Oh,
jeez, man.
How
terrible.
Dare you? They're listening to you right now.
Good. You hear that, Emery and Bear? You're dead. Hear Bear doing his little.
Oh, poor babies.
I got the black lung pup.
Okay.
Need to work on your American language.
You bastard. You're a comedian. I don't even have a comedian pulled up because I'm so angry. Let's do Brian Kenny. Yeah, dude. Good morning, 8:52. Brock Hunter, yeah, the lovely dude. Kiki.
Good morning.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Come on,
dude.
Kiki, do it.
Do a Steve-O.
Wait, you do it first, and then I'll do it.
I'll do it, and then she does it.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, that's pretty good. It's better than Arnold.
That's true.
Yeah. Arnold is, yeah, I knew.
It's a little bit more scratchy.
Yeah. Yeah. that's Steve-O with the coronavirus.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Oh.
Yeah, dude. You know, dude. Anyway, good morning. Welcome to the Plan B Morning Show. Happy Monday.
With more Steve-O.
More Steve-O. Mm-hmm. We should get him on the show.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think he's as crazy.
Maybe he'll come
though.
To the Badass Brunch.
Ooh, but where are we at numbers-wise? Do we know?
Yeah.
Have we checked?
Crap ton.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome would it be to have Steve-O do a flaming black backflip like he used to do back in the day.
Awesome.
Yeah, great. Blows fire and backflips.
Will you guys do
a stunt?
Like some stunts?
I don't do my own stunts. Come on now. I'm not insured for that. What's going on? I got a stunt guy.
Can you imagine your stunt guy coming in? It's like, but we're live. Yeah. I can see that this is not you.
Maybe we could jump my electric bike.
I'm down for that.
But
I'm
you gotta lay underneath the ramp.
Not down for that. Nope, not doing that.
It's gotta be something we can do.
What am I,
inside?
Tom Cruise doing my own stunts? It's ridiculous.
It might be kind of hard to hurt everyone outside. It's gonna be something inside.
No,
we
do that inside.
We can do that inside for sure. Yeah. You've never jumped a bicycle indoors? Come on, no.
Yeah.
Easily. Come on. Easily. It's the flaming ring. That's what we'll have to get coated
for. That's for the screaming yellow lobster.
Oh, that's for the lobster.
And the ring's just a little bit smaller than he is.
I'm still trying to get all the other stuff you guys have requested to get approved. So
I know we do
something. I'll add to the list.
Yeah, my rider for this, by the way, is quite extensive. I want a glass bowl filled with nothing but brown M&Ms. 100 white orchids. If they're not white, I will lose
Should we get your drink sponsored? You know, big Coca-Cola.
We need
label
something.
Out.
Or like American Idol is now with Lipton tea.
Yeah, we got it for sure. Sell everything. I will literally promote anything. It's fine. We'll talk more about that. But yes, Badass Brunch. Get your tickets. It's going to be awesome. We'll tell you all the details on that if you haven't heard by now. It's going to be fun. Get your tickets before they're gone. They're only $10. Mm-hmm. Right now, let's do your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
As always, your dumb vocabulary.
What'd you just say?
I didn't say vocabulary. Thank you.
What
is wrong?
The library is brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson Agency located in Stevensville. Go see him if you need coverage. Maybe you have a plan right now that just sucks. It doesn't hurt to call Chris. He'll talk to you. He's more than happy to. He wants to make sure that you're covered the right way. Everything that you need covered, he's going to get you taken care of. So go see him.
Chris.
Did you quiz? Quiz, we love you, Quiz.
Kiki's cracking up.
She
saying Quiz.
Quiz.
You were saying Quiz.
Quiz. I'm a Quiz Thompson. He's the best. He does insurance. Quiz does insurance.
Quiz is insurance. Yeah. Oh.
So stupid.
He drinks Woot beer.
Woot beer. This is tickling her funny bone. She likes
that. Easily entertained. Don't let it get to your head.
That's great. I know. She's easy to make laugh, so that's fine. Your dumb vocabulary for today. Let's do... Let's do trouser bunny.
A trouser bunny?
Trouser bunny.
Man, bunnies are so cute. Why do you have to sex it up?
Who says it's dirty? Sorry that your mind automatically goes to something.
Come on, give me a break.
Trouser bunny.
Soft and fluffy. There's nothing in the trousers that's soft and fluffy.
It's an old man's wiener and his white pubes. Kind of like a white bunny, you know?
Is that true?
No.
Way up.
That would have ruined bunnies forever for me.
Not all bunnies are white, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
That's racist, huh?
Yeah. It's true. He's got a point.
Trouser bunny.
A trouser.
Don't overthink
bunny.
It. Don't overthink it, guys.
It's just.
It's an old
it's
white
just
dude.
The hair.
White.
It's just the hair down there, isn't it?
Now she's thinking of old dude's
I
white pubes.
Kiki's right. It's a big old bush.
Oh,
it's a big
so
old
I wasn't
bush.
Wrong. I wasn't way off.
You were way off. You said a wiener on an old guy with white pubes.
Wow. Well,
yeah. Why would you put? Why would you put the tree trunk in there?
I was. Just thinking about an old guy's wiener, I guess.
Good God. It's a bush.
A man, your wife needs to come home.
Yes. It's been too long.
No, I was at the YMCA over the weekend.
Perfect. Saw some trouser bunnies. Some old trouser bunnies. For God's sakes. Example. Whoa! It's a big trouser bunny.
Yeah, shave your bush for the love of God. Your wife doesn't like it.
What?
No matter what she says.
No, I get to say it's good. It's cushion for the push.
Is that your excuse to being lazy?
We don't want to dig for it.
Oh, Jesus, good God. Rock 107.